that were poisoned by a man named Al-Mansur. He was a great scholar and studied astronomy, maths, sciences, Islam, and literature. Some of his students include Abu Musa Jabir ibn Hayyan and Ali Al-Jabir. His death resulted in the creation of Ismaili Muslims. He lived most of his entire life in Saudi Arabia. He was persecuted like most imams because he was a Shia. Although he contributed to many things in modern science today, he was an imam proving that that science and religion can go hand in hand. He had a modest, if not simple, life, living not in palaces but in a normal house. When Yazid and his family ruled over what they considered Islam was stopped, a new power came into view, protesting that power to rule should be given to the Ahlul Bayt. Soon, this organization got the throne from Yazid's family. The power went to their head, and they started to rule the country, not the imams. Though some people did invite Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq to accept the position, he denied the offer, saying that he would rather continue his study in sciences and literature. Like most of the imams before him, and most of the imams who came after him, he was martyred. While Imam Ali was killed with a poisoned sword, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was killed by some poisoned grapes. His killer's name was Al-Mansur. Many atrocities occurred to the Imam and his family during his time. We must know that Al-Mansur was no ordinary killer. He held power, power of armies, of money, and political power as well. He could sway the public's opinion, and he did. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq even said that the early Madinites, who were also known as Ansars, had invited the Holy Prophet to Medina under the oath that they would protect him and his descendants just as they would protect their own kith and kin. But today, the descendants of those very Ansars act as silent onlookers, and none stand up to protect the Prophet's offspring. They truly act this way. They destroyed Jannatul Baqi and other holy grave sites. They tried to raise the Karbala shrines to the ground, and they harassed all Shia Muslims, not just the Imam and his family. Even today, there are many negative comments passed on about Shia Muslims and attacks against Shia in the Middle East. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq is just another figure in Islamic history belonging to the Ahlul Bayt, who changed Islam and world history for the better. Thank you for your